Noon is going to be at 5:55. Mishnah tells us we're Masechta Kelim, Perek Ches Mishnayis Gimel and Dalet Hashida Bateva VaMigdal Shenit LaEchad MiRagleim. What happens if you have a Shida Teva Migdal, wooden Kedei, a wooden chest? Well, one of the legs broke off. So now, even though the chest has something that it can hold onto, it still has a base kibo, but it's got a leg broken off, so it's not stable. So Avo Bishem Makabel in Tehorim, the Mishnah tells us, even though it has a base kibol, it's considered broken. B'shem Makabel Kedarkan, Rabbi Yossi Metame. Right? If it can't hold in a normal way, but it still has an ability to hold things, so Rabbi Lezer would say, no, it's still Metame, it still has a base kibol, and that's going to serve as a basis for it to assume that it's maintaining its tame status. Naklita amita v'chamor v'chipui, right? If you have the bedpoles, or you have the covering and the platform of a bed, so those things are going to be considered Torah. The only tame parts ain't tame elamito malbin, right? The bed itself retains its tame status. And the malbim, what's the malbim? So that's the coasters that hold the pieces into the place. Malbine b'nei Levi Torim, but the ones that come from b'nei Levi, right, who go up to Yerushalayim all the time, so they don't take their beds with them. But they do take the malbinim. So even if they're attached to the ground, even though they're attached to the bottom of the bed, since in the end of the day they're temporary, they're not meant to be there as a kli of themselves. So therefore, they're going to be considered Torah. They're not going to be able to retain the status of Tumah. So while we're on the subject of these Malbinim, Mishnah Dalet says, Malbin Shinasno Alashonos, what if you have any of these Malbinim, the holding pieces and the legs of the bed, and now they're put into the bottom, into the piece on the bottom, the foot, so to speak, Alashonos. So Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda say those pieces, once they're attached, they're able to become Itame. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, and Taran. But Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon turn around and say they're Tar. Some Rabbi Yossi, Ma Shana Zeh, Mimabine B'nei Levi. Why is the fact that you put it onto the bottom piece and put it onto the ground, why is that all of a sudden going to be considered a Kfiyas? Why is it any different than the Levi? The Levi also has it. His Malbin, you said, was Tar. So it's Shemalbine B'nei Levi Tar. And we said that the Malbine B'nei Levi are considered tar, and because they're so temporary, they're always in and out. It's not going to be considered kavua, and each time you take it out, it's going to make a difference. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezos Hashem, we will continue tomorrow morning. Have a great day.